On April 3rd, the Piedmont Wind Symphony kicked off the baseball season opener for the Winston-Salem Dash. The adult wind ensemble serving the Piedmont Triad was founded under the direction of Robert Simon back in 1989 with seed money from the Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Their goal is to further adult music education and provide performance opportunities for post-college-age musicians. Along the way, the Piedmont Wind Symphony has been expanding the musical experiences available to Triad audiences of all ages. They do it by providing high-quality wind ensemble concerts, oftentimes accompanied by exciting guest artists. In 2011, that artist was legendary Cuban jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. In 1990, Sandoval defected to the U.S. while touring with his early mentor, the late great Dizzy Gillespie. Arturo became a naturalized citizen in 1999 and has since been awarded 10 Grammy Awards. He spoke with me by phone from his home in California. As far as your own playing, you mentioned Dizzy Gillespie, and your playing is, it's just like there's no technical constraints, no range constraints. Are you hearing in your head, and then you're just, it's translating into those notes?
Oh, yeah, no, I can't even tell you the name of the notes, every note, because in the way we learn solfège, you know, to read music and stuff, we call every note the name, you know. Every note have a name. And then when I'm playing, I know exactly what notes I'm playing and why, where that belongs to the chord, you know. Because some people believe because when you're playing fast, you're playing just a bunch of notes. Not like this. No, that's wrong. We know exactly what we're doing. When you hear people playing fast and saying bebop, we know exactly every note what we're doing and why we're doing those notes. I play the chord and I try to figure it out what notes belong, what scale belongs to that chord. And when I'm improvising in the trumpet, most of the time what I see in front of me is the keyboard. The only thing I can promise you is that I practice a lot, my friend. I practice, and I wish it exists all the way, but so far, no. It's only one way.
When you're at home practicing, could you give me a glimpse of how that hour session would go with you and your
trumpet? I practice with the books, you know, the regular books, the Arban and Majuan and Clark, all the regular books. My way of thinking that matter is you need to feel comfortable and you need to enjoy the freedom playing your instrument to really express yourself 100%. Because if you're dealing and you're struggling with limitation when you're improvising and you feel and you hear some ideas, but you cannot do it because of lack of your technique or your command of your instrument. You know, that's the problem there. My way of thinking is I must try hard to be ready to approach any idea that I got in my mind, go and do it with the instrument. You know?
When you're saying the book, you're talking scales, intervals, the rudiments.
Yeah, get prepared, get ready, get the command of your, master your instrument. When you hear people like Michael Brecker or Oscar Peterson, they have no problem to play the instrument. They got an idea and they go for it.
Legendary jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. Last year, he was presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2011, he performed in Winston-Salem with the Piedmont Wind Symphony. It was Arturo's third collaboration with conductor Rob Simon and the ensemble. On May 31st, Rob will lead the group at the Triad Field of Honor Memorial Dedication, where they'll perform a patriotic concert. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.